Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
Sherry Burbach here is the author of At the Coffee Shop and Internet Dating is Not Like Ordering a Pizza. And if you guys are doing some internet dating here and you're not having any luck, hopefully Sherry can give you a little hand here. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
What are the biggest mistakes people make in their profiles?
Oh, the profiles. Using a bad picture is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not taking a brand new picture of yourself, what you look like right now at this moment, instead of holding on to a picture that's a little bit too old or cropping out, you know, an ex-girlfriend and putting that up as your profile picture, that's a big no-no.
One of my girlfriends is online dating right now, and she said a lot of guys have pictures of themselves up with girls in them.
Yes, with girls around there, you know, hanging on to them, you know, holding hands, or maybe the guy has his hand around her shoulder, and it's a, you know, it might be a friend, it might not be, but it gives the wrong impression.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sherry, a new study came out today that talked about how 90% of people lie in their online dating profiles. I mean, is that true? Do you find that? And, I mean, do you encourage people to kind of tweak themselves, too?
I don't encourage people to lie. I'm not sure where, you know, what exactly they're talking about with lying. That makes it sound like everybody is just completely dishonest online, and I personally didn't find that. You know, maybe people tweak certain things that aren't a big deal. I don't know. You want to present your best self, so I think maybe some people are maybe saying they, like, make a little bit more money than they do, or they are taller or weigh a little bit less. But overall, I think people are pretty honest. That was just my personal experience.
Sure. I think what people should do is they should say that they weigh more, that they're older than they are, put up a really bad picture, because then when you meet someone in person, you're like, wow, what a surprise.
Like, mm-hmm. Rather than the other way around.
So much better than
exactly.
I thought you were going to look. Exactly.
Mix it up, people.
If somebody sends you a message that they're interested in you, what should you send back? Should it be a short message? Should it be like this whole profile? Should it be a generic profile? Should each and every one of them be specific?
Well, if somebody's sending you a message, they've probably already seen your profile, so you don't want to copy and paste your whatever you have in your profile and send it. So you do want to do a short message to, you know, if you're interested in talking further with them, send them something short that they can respond back to. Don't give them your whole life history. Leave a little bit of mystery there, but let them know that you're interested in talking further. I mean, you want to get a date. That's the ultimate goal of this. You don't want a pen pal. So you do want to just keep things short and email back and forth until you feel comfortable enough where you want to meet.
And what are the best dating online online sites, and what are the worst online profile sites that you can go to?
Well, I've heard of people that have met other people on just about every site. So I think any site can probably be good for you, depending on if you have the right attitude and the right profile. Having said that, I think the larger services like, you know, Match.com or Yahoo Personals usually give you a wider variety of people, and that way you have a kind of a better chance to meet somebody.
Are the ones you pay for often better than the free ones?
Yeah, I think so. I think people, if they're going to pay to set up a profile, they're going to be a little bit more serious about it.
Mm-hmm.
Those people tend to want more of a relationship, you know, rather than just they're testing it out. Maybe they're not even out of a relationship. They're not sure if they want to meet somebody online. If you pay to have a profile set up, you're probably more serious about it, and it's probably you're going to meet more quality people that way.
Are there some websites, dating websites, that sort of have their own niche, their own brand, like eHarmony would be for older people, there would be another one that generally if you're 24 or younger, you go to?
There are some sites, it really, Match.com kind of encompasses everybody, but there are some sites like eHarmony. I've heard that people who are more interested in marriage will go to eHarmony. I don't know if that's really true. That's what I've heard from people.
Mm-hmm.
That's not kind of the brand they push, but I think that's kind of the perception that people have about them. Sites like Perfect Match will give you a combination of like Match.com and eHarmony, where you're set up with people through their site, but you're also able to search for profiles. So I'm not sure that there's any site that really caters to one person. There are some niche dating sites that you can check out, too, if you have a specific interest, like you really love horseback riding or you're eco-conscious and you want to look at a green dating site. There are sites like that, and then the advantage in those is you have an immediate point of common interest with somebody then, if you go on a site like that. But generally, a larger site will get you pretty much, no matter what age you are, we'll get you a wider variety of people that you can meet.
Who dates more online, men or women?
I think men date more online than women, actually. Just from the people that have come to me for help with profiles, and I seem to come across more men than that date online.
Is there still a stigma attached to online dating? Like, I think Melissa's a little old school about online dating, where she still feels it's a little bit desperate.
You know, I think there is and there shouldn't be, because it's such a great way to meet people. I think it's kind of that unknown, and so people are afraid of it, and all they hear is horror stories as opposed to the really positive stories. You know, I hear a lot of people that have met really somebody totally perfect for them online dating, and it's somebody that maybe that lived in the same area and they just had never met in all the years that they lived in that area, but it took the internet to introduce them.
But
I think there is kind of a stigma, and there shouldn't be, so don't be afraid of it.
Yeah, I think it comes from personal ads back in the day. They just seemed so cheesy and so desperate.
Yeah, back in the newspaper.
Yeah, I think when online dating first started, it was for people who didn't feel socially confident. So I think that it was just for a certain age group. I think 35 and older, the online dating was something new, and it's for people who couldn't hang on their own in the clubs. But,
well,
you know.
Yeah, I think you get busy when you get to be a certain age. You know, even if you're not married, you start taking care of family, you start working more, you kind of have the same friend group, you don't meet as many friends as you do when you're in your 20s. So you tend to meet less people when you get a little bit older, and I think that's how online dating really got started.
So some final advice. Let's say there's somebody checking us out this morning that has had a profile, or they're on a bunch of different sites, and they just don't seem to be getting any responses at all with their profile. What's three tweaks they can make today to change their profile enough to where they might start to get some responses?
Okay, first of all, let your personality come through in your profile. Don't just list things about yourself. You know, don't say, I like wine and football and American Idol. Say why you like those things. You know, I developed a passion for wine tasting when I went to the French vineyards, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even those little bit of changes will help add a little bit more personality to your profile. Also, don't be negative. Don't use your profile as a chance to just complain about dating. And really, a great picture will really set you up and go far. So have somebody take a digital camera, go out, take a bunch of pictures of yourself, and add pictures that also add to your story. So have pictures where you're doing something you like, where you have something in the background that tells a little bit about yourself. Have the pictures add to your personality just as well as your essay.
Okay. All right, we're going to put all your information up online also.
Cool.
She's got
great
two
advice.
Books.
That's great.
The books are At the Coffee Shop and Internet Dating is Not Like Ordering a Pizza, and we'll link up to them up on our site at Q100Atlanta.com.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
So how'd it go this weekend here? I mean, it's a pretty big deal. I mean, single dad?
Sides
wants to take you out? You were sort of on the fence about it?
Kind of on the fence because we talked earlier in the week, and all the time that I've been going out, I've been meeting a lot more dads that have had children. And I didn't know if I want children. I still don't know if I want children. I'm only 24. And
you've been hanging out at a lot of Monkey Joe's, right? Looking for guys there?
Actually, Johnny has Hideaway.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Different kind of daddy. That's a sugar daddy.
No, I mean, I'm just not sure if I really want children yet. And it was concerning with me and getting involved with a single dad, because when you get introduced with to the kid at all, and I don't want that responsibility just yet, or I don't think I did. So I had a date lined up with this guy who had a couple of conversations with, seemed really awesome. So on Sunday, we went to a sports bar and just watched some sports and had a couple of beers and some dinner. And I have to say, it was probably the most attentive date I've ever had, very concerned and asking me questions and getting to know about me. So conversation was great. I actually talked about his child for a little while, which I thought was cool. Showed me pictures and was just a really awesome dad, which I thought was cool because he's caring. But besides that, there was just no chemistry, and I wanted there to be chemistry because he was so attentive. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I've never been on a date where someone was just so concerned about getting to know you as a person.
How crazy. Isn't that the point of a date?
Weird.
Kind of the point of the date, but I mean,
it sounds like he was a respectful guy, too.
Very respectful, concerned about if I was doing okay, if I needed anything else on the table. But yeah, there's just...
And guys you normally go out with, that's not the case?
I mean, just constantly making sure if I needed anything. I mean, no, like, guys don't really ask questions. I mean, sometimes it's an uncomfortable conversation, but they don't really, like, ask about your life and where you grew up and what else about you.
Sometimes guys like to talk about themselves, Bert.
The entire time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you guys do or don't like that?
Did you say something, Jeff?
But other than that, there was no chemistry. But I honestly, I would never be opposed to dating a single dad because I thought it was great.
So it sort of opened the doors to that category, just not necessarily this dude.
Yeah, not necessarily this guy, but there was nothing bad about him having a kid. I was actually really excited to learn about his child.
Do you think that you would run into the same situation with other single dads just because you guys are at such different places in your life that there's just not, it doesn't even afford the time to be sort of compatible right now?
Maybe, but
you don't know if it was a conscious thought that you didn't have chemistry or if it was just, it would have been there whether he was a single dad or not?
I think so. I mean, I didn't have a problem that he had a kid. Mm-hmm. That was not even the issue. There's just no spark. There was nothing enlightening about it.
Smooch him.
There was no wanting to kiss him, go do a movie afterwards. There was just nothing there.
Do you think that he was feeling the same way on his end, or do you think he's still interested?
I think he was still interested at the end of the date. So I haven't texted him back. He texted me as soon as we got done with the date saying he had a great time. And I was like, I had a great time too, but I haven't really established that there won't be another date.
Now, this is the interesting question right here, because as we said last week, is that if you're a single parent, the last thing in the world you have is time, right? It's all about time management.
Sure.
So if you're a single parent and you get past the first date, you're still into it, but the person that you're with isn't. Would you just want to know on that second date or that second call just to say, hey, it's just not working for me, so you don't have to continue to go and waste your time?
Yeah. I mean, I think it goes back to our conversation last week about there being a little more responsibility in communication when it comes to this, him being, you know, communicating about his child and you being honest about how you feel about it. So maybe if you know there's really no shot, then maybe you do need to shut that door with him.
I don't think you have to say anything after one date. I think you can just not return the phone call and not return the text, and it's fine.
Just cut it off.
So the rules are the same, that if you're not interested, you just let it fade.
After one date, had they been out on three or four, yes, it's worth a conversation, or at least an exchange of an email or a text or something like that. But I think after one date,
see, there's a part of me that I would feel bad. Like, I don't want him to think that it was because he's a dad. But me. I'm just saying. I don't know if that applies, but I'd be like,
So maybe there's like some e-card that says, I would like you even if you didn't have, or I would not like you even if you had no kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that type of, so there's got to be a way to convey that message.
Blue Mountain, I'm sure, has something with some kind of airbrush, you know.
It's not the kid, it's you.
Yeah, it's not the kid, it's you. Can I babysit your kid, though?
Hey, Roxy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, guys. I'm actually in the same sort of situation, but I'm the one with the kids.
Okay.
And I'm dating a guy who's forcing me to communicate all the time. It's kind of opposite of what y'all are doing, but I would want to know, because it is all about time management, and it's hard to balance sometimes, but this guy I'm with is just so wonderful. He's so understanding when, like, well, I can't go tonight, one of the kids is sick or whatever, but I would be honest with him. If you don't think there's going to be another date, I would tell him.
After one date?
Well, I mean, if she doesn't want to go out with him again, yeah.
Okay.
So wouldn't that be determined on how aggressive he is at trying to get a second date? Like if he keeps texting her, then at that point, shouldn't she say something? Or is she obligated immediately right now, the next time he texts, to say, look, this isn't working for me?
Well, if she likes being pursued, then yeah, keep letting him text her. I'm just saying.
I mean, he hasn't texted back after the initial text. And we did talk about how it's hard for him to date. But it literally, and the other key factor was that I don't think he's been divorced that long either. I think it's only been less than maybe 8 months mm-hmm. since he's been divorced. So
he's still pissed off?
I can't tell. I can't. I mean, I don't know.
She stopped listening.
I just wanted to talk about me. No, I mean, yeah, he said it's a problem dating. He was like, thanks for taking a chance on me. Thanks for coming out and spending time with me. So I think that was a little bit of a iffy factor, too.
Yeah, I don't want to be the rebound.
I'm on the opposite end of Jen on this. I think if he texts you again or he calls you again, I think if I'm you, just because he's a single dad and there's a time management issue there, I just go, hey, man, thanks so much. But this is more of a friendship thing for me than anything else.
But that's only if.
If, yeah. I mean, I don't think you have to volunteer that. You're saying, so if he texts 3, 4, 5 times.
Everybody gets the point. If you don't hear from someone, they're not interested. Whether you got kids or not, that's the universal sign of I'm not interested is ignore.
Hey, Adam, we've got about 10 seconds here, man.
Hey, I'm a single dad, and I do have custody of my kid. It's just kind of, you do have to let them know, because we really don't have time to waste time with everything else.
So, like, she doesn't need to volunteer it, though, right? Like, if he texts or calls, then she'll let him know?
Yeah, that would be fine, yeah.
Okay.
You're not going to do it? You're going to let him slide.
There's no text message yet, so I don't have to worry about it. I guess I'll worry about that if it comes in or the phone calls come in, but right now, no.
The Bert Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
So Melissa's right. Why do we continue to do these? Like, they always seem like a great idea in the post-show meeting, but then it gets time to do them, and I'm like, what?
And somebody's adding the show the rest of the time.
So let's not do it.
Someone's going to be hurt. It's probably going to be you.
I've never been hurt by these.
I know you haven't.
And when coming up with these questions, I wanted mine to be like the best uncomfortable questions, so they were really good. But then I'm like, why did I just do that?
Because you could get it.
I don't want to.
Tracy, by the way,
it.
Said yours were the best worst.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so congratulations.
Wendy went deep on this one.
I wanted to win the competition. Great. That wasn't really a competition. But now I'm regretting it.
Well, it was a tricky assignment because you had to write questions that were going to be uncomfortable for others, but not so uncomfortable that if you got your own question, you had to answer it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, is it possible for us to hurt our own feelings in this game?
Yes.
Possibly.
I'm offended by this question, and I wrote it.
Should we just go right in order?
Yeah.
Let's start. Yeah.
Do you
want to
say where it came from? Hmm? Do you remember where it came from?
Torture and hell.
Wasn't one of your wives or one of your friends' wives?
It was somebody who asked a question about... And then Bert brought up the question where Jessica asked me to compare her ass to some other girl's ass when we were walking to the mall.
No, it was the one where if your wife came to you and said, if I wasn't here and you had to hook up with one of my friends, who would it be?
Right.
And you have to answer it. Like, which one of your wife's friends you would want to make out with?
And it's going to be an uncomfortable...
Yeah.
And you really don't want the answer.
Why even ask that kind of question?
Right.
All right, Jeff, since you are unbreakable, why don't you go first?
Oh, a cup of doom.
Don't I draw it and read it?
Or Bert's going
first. Or I'm going to. If you had to call one member of the show to bail you out of jail, who would you call and why?
Tracy.
Because
she's the one who would not be drunk.
She'd be like, I can't leave my baby. There's no chance I'm leaving my baby.
She'd bring her baby to jail.
That was an easy question.
See,
obviously it wasn't yours.
I was writing nice ones.
Oh, that was yours?
Are we going to get to the point now where we just own our question?
Sorry, Jen.
Okay, what is this one?
Which Bert Show member do you like the least and why?
Oh!
That's uncomfortable. The least and why? Do I like the least? God, I don't like anybody the least.
Do you count? Are you counting interns?
Current or former? Because I can pick out some former ones real quick.
Ones we haven't talked to in 5 years, so there's nothing uncomfortable about it at all.
Say Jamie Massey.
Does it have to be? Who wrote it? Does it have to be current?
If we are trying to make this as uncomfortable as we can for each other, I think it's got to be one of us.
It's got to be a current employee.
One of the five?
Yeah.
I don't really like any of you guys the least. I would say, I mean, I just.
You look uncomfortable.
Well, that's a crappy question.
It is a crappy question.
It's an uncomfortable question. I'm trying to think, because the first thing that came to my mind was Jeff, but I like Jeff the least in certain situations because he is the most honest with me, and it makes me squirm the most. So I would say sometimes when Jeff is bitingly honest, it gets mean, and it hurts my feelings sometimes. So I would say I would like Jeff's advice the least, but it's probably the best because it's the most honest. Does that make any sense?
That's a good answer.
Real talk, yeah. That's a good safe answer.
That was a safe answer.
Mm-hmm. Like when you sat me down at Sean's that night, and after we had had lots of beer that day.
That made me uncomfortable.
And you were like really, really harsh. It was really, really great advice, like relationship advice and just life advice to me. But it kind of stung for days.
If I were you, Jeff, I'd take that as a compliment. Like if there's somebody in your life that you could totally trust no matter what, even if they hurt your feelings about it, but they'll give you brutal honesty, that's a person you keep close to.
Bert, just so you know, going forward, that I will take any criticism of me and manipulate it into a compliment.
So I don't have to do it for you.
You don't have to give me that advice, Captain. I got it.
I wouldn't have been able to think that fast. I'm very proud of you.
That was good.
Well, because it's not like I really love you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really love everybody in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I know.
Oh.
What?
I think you've shown me.
I don't know what that means.
Just know that she loves me.
Well, what? I just want to modify my answer to say I would call Tracy to bail me out of jail, and I certainly will not call Jen now. Because she'll be like, oh, really? Well, you have a good time there in the drunk tank as I recollect our conversation at Sean's.
Melissa, have you had a sexual dream about another Burt Show member? Who?
I had a sexual dream about Jen since we've been on the show, but it didn't go
this
real.
Morning?
It didn't go.
How was
not this
I?
Morning. It didn't go. It didn't go real it. Far. It was the got there and then I woke up before any action.
Oh, don't you hate that?
But that's on. I'm trying to think if I've had a sex dream about anybody else.
Did you try to put yourself back to sleep so you could be in the same situation?
I don't have to answer a follow-up question.
Wait. Can I ask a follow-up question?
It's like a Senate hearing. You're looking for counsel.
No comment.
In your dreams that I have bigger boobs.
I don't have a problem with your boobs.
Oh, man. I was just hoping at least in somebody's dream I can have big boobs.
She's more offended by that you don't have a problem with her boobs or anything else.
Man.
Wendy.
Good Lord.
I hope Wendy draws one of her own just to teach her a lesson about really, really investing in these events.
I have a feeling this one came from Wendy. If you could take back your virginity from your first partner, would you?
Oh. I'll call myself my question out. Yeah.
That is your question?
It is my question.
Is your question.
That is instant karma. Yes.
That's good. That's actually a good question.
No, yes, I would. It was just nothing that I think I wanted to do at the time, but it's just something I felt I had to do, so absolutely would take it back.
What I think 90% of women would probably say the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What class did he teach?
He was not a teacher.
Oh.
What sport did he coach?
He was my age.
Well, it looks like that's all the time we have for on this segment.
Hooray!
I'm just kidding. Who in your personal life have you been surprised that you had a sexual dream about?
This is for Bert.
God, we are pervy.
this is
what
yeah,
goes.
This is the
jail,
before 8:30
show. Yeah, it's 7:30 in the morning.
Jail, friend, pervy dream, virginity, pervy dream.
Who in your personal life have you been surprised you had a sexual dream about? I want to answer honestly, but I'm like, I've been surprised. None of them have surprised me.
Gabby.
I remember. Yes, and I've talked about this on the air before. Remember, I had a sexual dream about my sister-in-law.
You did?
Oh,
yeah,
really?
This was years and years and years ago.
Your
I talked
wife's
about it,
brother's
my wife's brother's wife. I couldn't figure out. Yeah, for the life of me, even today, I can't figure out why.
Had you just been like
around each other
or something?
That weekend, yeah. And then I came home that week, and I'm like, what? Really? Somewhere deep down in there?
We're doing two rounds of this?
Yeah.
Yours is an easy question.
Oh, this
answer.
One. This is a great one.
I got the worst one so far, by the way.
You did.
Are Jeff, we doing this draft style, so now you answer two and we go back the other way?
I wasn't planning on it. This is a good one for you to take, though.
All right.
What's your top complaint about our listeners?
Ooh.
They're there all the time.
Yeah, doesn't that suck?
No.
Yeah, doesn't that suck being part of a show that has ratings?
You had one yesterday.
I did?
Or is that not
yet? I could bring that one up. I don't really have a complaint about the listeners because I honestly appreciate them. But I do, I have a complaint about people in general, and I think it applies more to professionals.
Okay.
Professional peers. But I have a complaint, and thank you, Melissa, for reminding me of this because I complained about it yesterday.
He was going off about it yesterday. So
when
that's
people think that between 5:30 and 10, when we're doing the show, that there is like access to us. So it's, hey, I'm going to stop by. Like people show up in the studio sometimes with, you know, a clown to promote the circus. They're like, yeah, I just need to get in the studio and let the Burt Show know the circus is in town. Like, seriously? Come on. Like, we're doing a show. Like, mm-hmm. It's not, I think my complaint would be, and again, this applies more to business associates than peers, that while our job is very fun and very low key, and I think we do a great job of making it appear easy, that there is still work that goes into it, and I would like a little more appreciation for the fact that when we are working, it really is work.
Sort of respecting those boundaries.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The dude that I used to work with in Dallas used to tell his wife when they were first starting to go out, and she would call him during the show for like personal stuff, like to pick something up. He'd say, look, if Bon Jovi was on stage, would his wife be on the side stage going, hey, don't forget to bring up some milk when you get off stage? It was the same thing for him. Like, this is his stage right here.
I'm surprised she was calling him during the show.
Jen.
Yes.
Have you ever, you guys are sexual, man. Have you ever paid for sex or any sexual services?
No. Why would a woman have to?
That is very true.
You
could just go down to the Buckhead bars.
Yeah.
I mean, I could walk to the 7-Eleven right now and walk up to, hey, would you like to? Yeah, sure,
That's actually our 8:15 bit.
Oh, good. Okay.
7-Eleven, random.
Or whatever. You know what I mean? Like that, mm-hmm. Women don't, that's a bad question to direct at a woman.
Melissa, true or false, I have a huge personal secret that I haven't shared with anybody on The Burt Show for fear it will be exposed on the air.
No, because I think the biggest skeleton in my closet is that I'm gay, and I think everybody knows that by now.
And you're serious, and you're serious about that thing?
Yeah, there are some people that actually think that I'm lying about it. No, that would have been the answer up until age 25, of course, but I think that by growing up with such what I considered a huge secret that would cause people not to love me anymore is what you think, then I think that since then it's, you know, that pretty much took the cake for my
if we asked that question to 22-year-old Melissa, would you have been paranoid that we knew?
Yes.
So it would have
you're
out.
Always paranoid. Yeah.
Oh my God, they know.
Yeah, when you're trying to hide something, and I think that's just the thing about hiding something is like it may seem for some people, you know, kind of alluring or something in the beginning, but it's so energy draining that it just, you always are paranoid about it.
If we were both 22 and you hadn't told us publicly, mm-hmm. I would have assumed you were a lesbian because you would have been ignoring me sexually.
But see, at
and
22,
the only
I was,
reason why is because you're a lesbian. You're just not attracted to dudes.
Right. Well, at up until 22, I was going out with guys. So I did enough to get by.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a good one for you, Wendy, and it's probably one that came from you.
Perfect.
If you had to pick one person on the show to kiss for a solid 2 minutes, who would it be and why?
Wait, I've already done that. I mean, I've kissed a couple of you guys
but
already.
This one, you get to choose.
You have to choose, and it's a solid 2 minutes.
Ooh, that's an eternity.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Oh, Lord.
Feeling oddly competitive right now.
golly. I'd have to go with Jen because I don't want to kiss any of the guys.
I knew she was going to say that. I knew you were going to take the easy way out on that.
Any of the guys to kiss. I've already make his Bert uncomfortable. Jeff didn't, yeah.
Well, because she knows that Jen will be equally uncomfortable. Right. They'll do the whole, like, right. Their lips out as much as possible.
The butt out. Yeah. Like,
you pick the one girl who's not into girls.
I said Jen and Melissa.
One person in, who's not into girls.
And the cool thing with Jen is you could go up her shirt and pretend it's a boy.
Oh, dude.
Oh, dude.
That was uncomfortable.
You're a jerk. That is not true. I wear padded bras.
I drew an easy one for the last one. Do you think you are the best looking member of the show? Absolutely. I mean, it's not even close. We still, I mean, we'll do these from time to time. They're still, I think that was an easy first round, to be honest with you. Jen, you drew a tough one.
Jen got a tough one.
Yeah.
But in general, I think that was a pretty easy first round.
Why do you want to make it even more hard? I mean,
because it's just
why
not
do you want to sabotage
enough
the show?
Hey, the Bert Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
I've got a question for the straights and for the gays. And this is a discussion I was having with a straight guy over the weekend. Okay. What I can't quite comprehend is why straight women and gay men have such a love affair with one another. Like, love, love, love gay men. Like, I have so many gay male friends in my life. We talk about everything. We do all kinds of fun things together. We go out. We have dinner. You know, we just have so many different things in common, including our interest in men. And so it can go towards that type of conversation as well. You know, all kinds of tips and advice I can learn from my gay male friends. Mm-hmm. Well, here's my questions for the straights and the gays. Why don't men and lesbians have that same camaraderie with each other? Because couldn't they learn just as much about women together as straight women and gay men do? Like, why is the love affair going across the, like if there's a tic-tac-toe board or whatever, why is it going one way across the board, but not the other way across the board?
Because a guy's still trying. Like a straight guy, straight guys in my life, it's there's not the same, I think, respect factor for the relationship. Like straight women, I think, have a respect for the gay guy and his boyfriend.
Yeah.
I don't, and I'm generalizing here. Certainly it's not, you know, every straight guy, but a lot of times, you know, that's a straight man's fantasy is two women. So especially if it's a good looking lesbian he wants to be friends with, he's trying to hit that. He's not trying to be buddies with her and get advice on women.
But if they could get sort of past that point, maybe it wasn't a good looking lesbian couple. Maybe it's a lesbian couple that you don't like, Bert, that you don't find attractive. Couldn't you learn something from what she's doing with her girlfriend?
Sure.
Like, and you know, so maybe some, you know, some techniques or some, you know, whatever, because, you know.
Well, it would be the reason why we've received emails before from women that say that they ask their men to watch adult movies with women in them. So their guys will learn from the women in the movies.
We'll kind of learn what's going on. Exactly. Well, and I mean, if straight men were comfortable with it, they may ask their women to watch gay men in the same way, right? That's the reverse. It's not different. That's the reververse situation.
Right.
If there is a porn line called "These Gay Men Are Smaller Than Jeff" down there, then I would consider it.
Then you would consider it?
Sure.
I don't know. I just think that there's just this love affair between straight women and gay men, and I think that it's such a great relationship because I don't feel threatened at all. I know they're not interested in me at all, and that is such a great place to be, but it's still different than having a girlfriend because it's a guy. I don't know. I just wish that straight guys and lesbians were the same way.
I think the difference, the guy difference is from a guy's mentality, because I certainly think I'm friendly enough with Melissa that I could go ask her any questions like that. But I think if that thought occurred to me, my first thought would be, well, she's a lesbian, so they do things differently. So it doesn't apply. And number two, I can figure it out.
No, like, you can't. You could really learn a lot.
But you can't. Like, that's the logic. A guy's logic. That's a guy doesn't ask for directions driving a car.
We got
Why
this.
Why is he going to ask for questions?
Yeah. We got
about
this.
That?
The same relationship.
Like, it doesn't.
It would put you in a vulnerable spot, right?
Because you have to admit to Melissa,
right?
Like, hey, or whoever.
Something ain't right.
Yeah.
That maybe you need some help with something. See, to me, it's an interesting curiosity. Like with my gay male friends, I'm like, well, do you do this? Or what do you do when this is happening with this?
Because girls like to talk and blah, 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 guys.
Maybe we're more receptive to getting advice because I've really gotten some good advice from my gay male friends.
Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hi, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
I am gay, and I have kind of that advice relationship with my straight friends, my straight guy friends.
Okay.
I don't like to necessarily be one of the dudes, you know, where they want to talk about every girl that walks by and what she's rocking and that kind of thing, where it gets just gross. But once I get across that line where they know I'm not interested in them and they can forget about it and they're comfortable with that, the questions just start pouring out. And, you know, from everything sexual to relationship, like, I have no problem giving that advice, and we can kind of talk about that, and it seems to really help them.
Thank you for calling.
So you're the exception.
Here's Angie. Good morning.
Hey, yeah, I think it's the fact that some men, of course, generalizing again, that some men can't comprehend the fact that every woman doesn't want them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that Melissa doesn't want me. She's
expressed
that. I don't think that's an issue. She's really made that really abundantly clear.
I see what you're saying, though. Yeah, because, I mean, instead of guys asking advice on how they can please, you know, women or whatever about women, they're always asking us, well, what do you do? I don't understand. Like, why you seriously? You've never been with a guy? You know, so it's, yeah, the relationship's totally different.
They wonder how it's satisfying with the missing pieces parts.
Gay men and straight women have a lot more in common than straight men and lesbians do.
It's just a strange dynamic to me.
I think it's the way they see women is different.
Mm-hmm.
What they appreciate about women is different.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or guys are more physical in the physical,
yeah,
and women are not. Hey, Chaz, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys. Can I just say how much I've missed y'all since I moved away from Atlanta?
Oh,
we're glad you're back.
You sure can.
I'm visiting today for a business meeting, and I'm so glad to be able to listen to you.
Thank you.
You know, I was saying earlier how much, how great of an opportunity it is to hang out with all my straight guy friends. I mean, you know, we're all checking out girls at the same time, but I mean, I'm giving them advice. My friend over in Augusta, I just gave him advice because he's all shy about this girl he's trying to talk to, and, you know, I'm kind of metrosexualing him up. So I'm like, this is how you got to talk to him, and this is, you know, and it's great because there's no sexual tension there between us,
mm-hmm,
so it really opens up an opportunity to have great friends. But in the same turn, you know, my girlfriend and I, our best friend is a drag queen. So, I mean, it's great. It's just awesome. It's an awesome dynamic.
So she's on. She's
so there.
You.
Yeah. So there are some, mm-hmm, lesbian and straight men friendships.
Hey, Melissa. Good morning. Yellow.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, we can't end on that note, or can we? Every guy friend I have is because I'm gay, she was going to say. So she's already taken sort of advantage of that. Like, all her guy friends ask her for advice all the time.
Well, the one thing, though, like, you know, the straight guy friends I do have, like, I'm the only girl they can hang out with that their wives are okay with. You know, like, sometimes when a guy, straight guys don't want to hang out with the man room with their buddies, mm-hmm, and just want to have a more casual night, then yeah, I'm the one that their wives trust.
You're safe.
Yeah.
You're
right?
Totally safe.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.